Hello, everyone. Well, Christopher Tidings from the Vatican City. The Pope is dead. Pope Francis was pronounced dead earlier today at 7:35 local time. So they announced it almost immediately. Now, they often leave 24 hours or whatever. People die just so the next of kin can be informed privately rather than hearing it from the news. But I'm not sure if he has any next of kin. His parents are long dead. I don't know about any siblings. Obviously, no spouse or children because of priestly celibacy. So he's the first pope to come from the American continent. He's born in Argentina to Italian parents. So he's both Argentine and Italian. But, you know, you go back to 1978, for 450 years before that, every single pope was Italiano. All right. So that's him. Anyway, he was very ill in March, rushed to hospital, and they indirectly told us to expect he was going to die. I even said on my YouTube channel, he'll probably die within a month. And then he goes back home. I'm thinking, well, a bit of a chump I am. I was wrong. Well, I wasn't wrong, as it turns out. What must have happened is they realized, told him, right, that's it. You'll die very soon. But there's nothing we can do to significantly prolong your lifespan. Do you want to die in hospital or would you rather die at home? I'll go die at home. Okay. So he goes back to the Vatican and he's able to deliver one last Easter Sunday blessing. And that's it. He was very frail. J.D. Vance, was he in Rome? And there's a big question. Was he going to get an audience of the Pope or not? Did the Pope decline that? Would that be a snub over the illegal deportations of people from the United States to horrifically cruel conditions in Central American prison? Or no, the Pope genuinely was so indisposed, he was unable to see him. So we didn't realize that his infirmity meant he was actually on death's door. That's it. And obviously the tributes have poured in from all around the world. It was only yesterday he was there on the loggia at St. Peter's Basilica, delivering a benediction to the people. Happy Easter, people who are gathering there in St. Peter's Square. So now, there is no Archbishop of Canterbury at the moment because the previous one, Justin Welby, resigned in disgrace. Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York, he is holding the fort to head the Church of England at the moment under the King, and he delivered some tribute to him. So there's a Catholic Jubilee year at the moment, once every 25 years, like sort of 1950, 1975, 2000, 2025, and so on. They opened a door which is usually bricked up on Christmas Eve. So they pass through that doorway and people can ask for absolution for their wickedry. So that's it. He led a very different life. He'd briefly been a bouncer when he was in Argentina. So was he seen as somewhat of a liberalizing pope? He was seen as rather humble. He said who was he to judge homosexuals? He said women could be forgiven for abortion. Well, and that's true. You can be forgiven of anything so long as you're truly penitent. But we always knew that because obviously that's instant excommunication for anyone who participates in abortion directly or indirectly. The mother, the father, if he encourages it, expedites it, the doctors, the nurses, or whatever. So it goes on. So, yeah, he died within 24 hours of his last appearance when he was in a wheelchair, not looking well. I mean, he hadn't been walking for a few years, actually, going around in the Pope Mobile. So people are gathering there. Now, when they believe he's died, what they do is they address him by his Latin name thrice, Franciscus, Franciscus, Franciscus. Okay, and then he's dead. I mean, actually, they would have had a doctor certify him dead already. Like, no pulse, no breathing, no vital signs. Yeah, clearly dead. Okay, we'll just go through the ceremony. Put a cloth over his face. Anyway, so there'll be an elaborate funeral. But Pope Francis, he signed off on plans to streamline the things in line with his humility. So there's going to be a wooden coffin with zinc and so on. And he was usually placed in a catafalque high up in St. Peter's Basilica so everyone could see and people would file past it with an open casket. But that's not going to be like that. And he's not going to be buried in the Vatican. Since the 1920s, they've always been buried in the Vatican. There's some buried as far north as Bamberg, Germany, and so on. And he's chosen the Basilica of St. Mary Major, one of the also in Rome, for where he's going to be laid to rest. So that's it. So There have been popes from outside Europe before. There was one who was Syrian. Were there someone still from North Africa? I think so. So unique things about him. He was the oldest person ever made pope. Was he 72 when he became pope? No, it was 2030. Is that right? No, he was 76 when he became pope. Extraordinary. There was also another living pope at the time, the Pope Emeritus, because remember, Benedict XVI retired in 2013 after only 8 years as pope. And Pope Benedict XVI, he died, was it 2 years ago? Was it just after Christmas? And that's it. Okay, so the statement from the Holy See was, at 7:35 this morning, local time, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the house of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church. And so it goes on. So His Eminence Cardinal Farrell was the one who made the announcement. So that was it. Pope Francis, servant of the servants of God, our Patriarch of the West, and all the rest of it. His Holiness, all his papal titles. And then he was wearing his fisherman's ring. I think that's broken after he died. Anything else? Yeah. So I remember the enormous outpouring of grief at the death of John Paul II, who was the second longest serving pope in history. The only one who served longer than him was St. Peter, the very first one. Because Peter was not widely recognized as pope because Christianity was so minor, especially Catholicism, and was largely a clandestine religion because of Roman persecution. Now, what else about good old Pope Francis? Well, so the funeral will be in the next few days for Jorge Mario Bergoglio, who took over in March 2013. People have been talking since his illness about the papabile, as in the people are popable in Latin, invented by the Italian press in the 1950s. My guess is Peter Turkson, who's a Ghanaian. I mean, he's an arch conservative. I mean, that's the only thing that might count against him. He'd be the second ever pope from Africa, the first pope who's recognizably black, and so on. And so the College of Cardinals are going to meet. Cardinals from all over the world will gather after the funeral, the roughly 100 of them, and they will meet. I think it's in the Sistine Chapel. No communication in the outside world apart from about for necessities. Someone has to call a doctor or something. And their food and drink is brought in. They send laundry out, fresh laundry brought in, but no mobile phones, no television, no radio, no newspapers, not to be swayed by outside opinion, or indeed to just wasting their time. We don't want you watching telly. We don't want you reading the paper. We want you to hurry up, make a decision. And there are various rounds of voting, try and get over 2/3 majority. They can't do that. Go down to simple majority. And they burn the ballot papers after each time they vote. And the black smoke is coming up. But and then eventually I come up where they burn and then white smoke comes up. They put chemicals to make sure it's white smoke. When you see white smoke, you know they've made a decision. They're about to mount the new pope. So the papal tailors will make three papal outfits, one for a small pope, one for a medium size, one for a large size pope. So it fits. So that's what it is. The Cardinal Secretary of State, I can't remember, will come out into the loggia and say, Annuncio vobis gaudium minum, habemus papam. I announce to you great joy, we have a pope. And so, and then say the name, both the person's birth name, and qui sibi nomen imposuit, who takes to himself whatever name, and assume a papal name, and he'll be presented to the people. Okay, so that's it. Anyway, I'm going to keep my phone switched on, because any Catholic man can be elected pope. Doesn't have to be someone who's ordained. In practice, it's always been a cardinal, since we've had cardinals in the 11th century, and I'm a cradle Catholic. I won't say the most zealous or even a believing Catholic, but I mean, I'm some kind of a Catholic. I wouldn't be the worst pope. I can say that without fear of contradiction. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon, then hit PayPal. Goodbye.